Thank you so much for joining us on a Wednesday. I've got a special guest on the line today. I have Selena Shalad. She's the Executive Director of the Alliance of Aviation. Hello, Selena. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, June was a pretty darn big month for you guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were very excited. Many of our local partners actually worked with the governors and local states to pass proclamations. So in total, Colorado, Delaware, South Dakota, Nevada, Idaho, Washington, Wyoming, all had proclamations recognizing the importance of aviation and general aviation to the state and local economy. So that was good and really helps to raise awareness about what is general aviation and how important it is to local communities.
And think about this. It was just a little over 100 years ago that flight itself was impossible. You could ask anybody, no, we can't fly. And all of a sudden, Wright brothers come along and prove that you can. And look how far aviation has come over the last, you know, 100 and maybe a dozen years. So it's absolutely amazing to me how I couldn't even imagine a world without aviation anymore. Could you?
No, absolutely not. And that's part of this is that, you know, aviation is so important. General aviation, you know, most people know commercial aviation, but general aviation is a really important component of that. And it just drives so much economic activity and really is a lifeline to communities around the nation, whether it's disaster relief, firefighting, law enforcement, medical care. You name it. It's a really crucial part of our infrastructure and national economy.
Now, let's talk for a moment about the Alliance of Aviation. How long has this organization been around?
We've been around for 7 or 8 years, and actually we work to raise awareness about the value and importance of general aviation in particular. And our website is aviationacrossamerica.org. Actually, there's kind of an economic impact data tool on there. You can look up the economic impact of general aviation for any state in the country, and actually for many states across the country, your local economic impact. So you can put in your local zip code and actually find the economic impact of general aviation in your local community for your local airport.
Very nice. And what is that website again? Because I want to go check it out now. You got me interested.
Sure. It's aviationacrossamerica.org.
And then we can just punch in our zip code, and it'll kind of talk about the impact that general aviation has on our local area.
Yep, for most states. There are a few states that we have data missing for, but for most states, that's the case. And for every state, you can get the statewide economic impact.
How in the world do you even collect this data? That has to be really difficult to get, but thank you for doing it. How do you guys get that data?
It is definitely quite a task, but we work with a lot of wonderful state and local partners, including many of the state aeronautics, aviation, transportation directors in the local governments who are excellent about kind of keeping track of that data and really are the ones who work with us to make sure that we can have the most accurate, up-to-date data and that that's updated. But it definitely takes a lot of work. So we have some good people here on the staff who really help to make that happen.
Very nice. Again, on the line today with Selena Shalad. She's the Executive Director of the Alliance of Aviation Across America. I was just the other day, this is maybe a month ago, I was sitting in our backyard. It was a beautiful, crystal clear day. And I love looking at the clouds. And I saw like three different airplanes in the sky. And I got to thinking, you know, we just take for granted. These things are flying over the top of us all the time. You don't even look up anymore. You hear an airplane, you don't even look up because we take that for granted. But imagine, you know, 100 years ago when people started flying, a little over 100 years ago, you know, if there was an airplane flying over, everybody would stop what they were doing. They'd come out of the house and look up and watch this thing because it was such a marvel. And now it happens so often, and it happens, you know, every day all over the country. We just kind of take it for granted. But thank you guys for what you're doing to let people know that there's a huge impact with this general aviation on each and every community. That it's just amazing to me how we just take it for granted, though.
Absolutely. It really is. And again, if your life isn't touched by it in some way, people don't realize all the different services and economic activity that depends on aviation.
Now more than ever, we depend on aviation. People buying things, whether it's buying something online or if you even just sending a card or a letter, chances are all of those things that come to your door, they didn't come just on a truck. Although thank you to the trucks that bring them too. But most of the time they go up in an airplane, then to a distribution center. And it's just amazing the technology we have today. It just fascinates me.
Absolutely.
Now, in the state that I live in, South Dakota, there was a general Aviation Appreciation Month proclamation made for the month of June. Is that correct?
That's correct. So actually, Governor Dugard declared June 2015 General Aviation Appreciation Month. And, you know, as a whole, the aviation industry supports like $800 million in state business sales. And South Dakota has 70 public use airports. The aviation industry there supports over 7,000 jobs. And actually, local Mayor Mike Luther declared June General Aviation Appreciation Month as well in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So there's been a lot of local kind of recognition of general aviation in South Dakota, where, of course, it's incredibly important as a state with a lot of rural areas, not only in terms of driving economic activity, but again, those kind of critical services, whether it's firefighting, law enforcement, medical care, disaster relief, any of those types of services that really connect communities.
Well, thank you so much for doing what you do. Is it an annual thing now where it will be every single June will be General Aviation Appreciation Month?
We hope so, and we certainly encourage our local, state and local partners to do that. So we would love to be on next year at that time, and hopefully we'll have another proclamation to talk about.
That sounds great. Well, Selena, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today.
Thank you so much.
Again, Selena Shalad right there, the Executive Director of the Alliance of Aviation Across America. And I'm going to go on right now and check my local zip code, see what kind of impact it has on this area. And you can do that too. Go to the website, aviationacrossamerica.org. Thanks for listening to the John and Heidi Show on a Wednesday.